And Sunday's nationally televised WNBA game between the Tulsa Shock and Chicago Sky was more than just two teams playing basketball. It was billed as the league's first national pride game, and it's part of a bigger initiative by the WNBA. From WABE in Atlanta, Rose Scott reports why the league is reaching out to the LGBT community.
The broadcast of Sunday's ESPN2 WNBA game began with play-by-play announcer Pam Ward saying this.
We are just west of downtown Chicago for the WNBA Pride Game presented by CoverGirl, a league-wide campaign to embrace the LGBT community.
For the first time in its 18 years of existence, the league is addressing the issue of equality and tolerance during a televised game.
We're the pioneers. We're showing, you know, our league is strong, and we're branching out into different communities. We need more LGBT role models.
That's WNBA player Brittany Griner. League President Laura Ritchie says some players who are open and active in the gay community will be a big part of WNBA Pride.
Whether that's telling their story or doing some outreach or doing PSAs with some of the organizations that look to put an end to bullying.
Brittany Griner stands 6'8" and plays for the Phoenix Mercury. She came out last year shortly after being drafted. Griner, a talent unseen before in the league, routinely dunks in a game, but she's also lending her voice to fighting homophobia in sports. Joe Perez of Sports Business Daily says for years, the WNBA tiptoed around acknowledging its lesbian fans. The bottom line now, he says, is the WNBA has no choice but to endorse popular players like Brittany Griner.
I don't think you can say, as a league, in good conscience and intend to be respected by the consumer and say, we have this marquee name, we have this talent, we're going to promote her, but we don't want anything to do with her lifestyle. I think that's a very slippery slope.
It just makes sense that the WNBA is doing this, says Marcel English.
It's smart. It is an amazing business decision.
English is co-founder of Jersey Girl Sports, a sports marketing company that targets women sports fans. She says the marketing attached to WNBA Pride, which is sponsored by cosmetic giant CoverGirl, is also bringing in money. League President Laura Ritchie maintains WNBA Pride is much more than dollars and cents. But back to Joe Perez with Sports Business Daily, he says revenue is still a factor.
What's the overriding purpose on any marketing campaign? It's to bring attention and the money that comes with that attention.
Atlanta's WNBA team recently celebrated its own Pride Night. The team honored healthcare advocate Linda Ellis for her work within the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community. Ellis says the WNBA acknowledging its LGBT audience is a win for both.
The thing for me that is most important is that we've got huge numbers of young women in our community who struggle to feel good about themselves and who idolize these players.
And that includes 26-year-old WNBA fan Jessica Ford.
I'll be honest, I was one of those people that was struggling. I just came out to my parents very recently. So it's definitely places like this that make it easier because you see that if athletes, they're comfortable with themselves, you know, and they're on the big screen, why not be comfortable with yourself?
For NPR News, I'm Rose Scott in Atlanta.